It's October 12, 1964, and it's the middle of the football season.
现在是1964年10月25号，是这个美式足球的热门时间。
The San Francisco 49ers are playing the Minnesota Vikings.
这个旧金山的49人队，对抗这个 Minnesota 的这个维京队。
49ers quarterback George Myra fired a pass to Billy Kilmer.
所以呢，这个49人队呢，这个四分卫 George Myra 他就把这个球丢给 Billy Kilmer。
Billy Kilmer was hit hard and then he fumbled the football。
所以这个 Kilmer 呢，他接到这个球太强了，结果他就跌倒了。
The good news for the Vikings was that Jim Marshall picked up the fumble and he headed towards the goal line。
结果这个维京队的这个 Jim Marshall 呢，赶快把球捡起来，然后就呢往那个目的地冲去。
The bad news for the Vikings is that Marshall ran to the 49ers goal line instead of the Vikings goal line.
但对这个维京队来讲呢，很不幸的，这个 Marshall 他跑错方向了，跑到这个49人队的目标。
So instead of making 7 points for the Minnesota Vikings, he made 2 points for the 49ers.
所以呢，他不但没有帮他们维京队得到七分，他反而为对方49人队得到了2分。
Later, Marshall said, "My first inkling that something was wrong was when a 49er player gave me a hug in the end zone."
所以呢，之后在访问的时候 ，Marshall 说，我一开始觉得有点不对劲呢，就是当这个对方49人队其中一个队友给我一个拥抱的时候，我觉得怪怪的。
We can learn a valuable lesson from Jim Marshall.
所以我们可以从 Jim Marshall 身上学到一个很宝贵的功课。
Reaching your goal doesn't necessarily make you a success.
所以你达到你的目标不一定代表你就成功了。
In fact, if you are reaching the wrong goal, you are more of a failure than if you failed in fulfilling your goal.
所以呢，如果你达到错的目标的话呢，你的失败呢比你没有达到你原来的目标还要糟糕。
You see, there are some goals that you should pursue.
所以我们知道，有一些目标是我们必须追求的。
And there are some goals that you should flee.
所以有一些目标是你必须逃避的。
In fact, if you are going to pursue the right goals, you should flee from the wrong goals.
也就是说呢，你想要追求正确的目标的话，你必须要逃避那些错误的目标。
I'd like to welcome all the college freshmen that are here this morning.
所以今天我欢迎许多啊来这边的第一次来的新生。
Most of you will probably graduate within 4 years.
你们大部分可能都4年之内就毕业了。
But even if you graduate summa cum laude in May of 2017, you could still graduate as a failure if along the way you pursued the wrong goals.
但是即使你在2017年你毕业的时候是得到最高荣誉的荣誉奖的话呢，你如果是追求错误的目标，你还是失败了。
You see, success in college is based upon if you pursue the right goals and if you flee from the wrong goals.
所以你在大学里面呢，你的成功是取决于你是不是追求对的目标，而且逃避错误的目标。
But what goals should you pursue and what goals should you flee?
但是你要追求什么样目标呢？你却又要逃避什么样的目标呢？
The answer can be found in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22.
这个答案呢，可以在提摩太后书2章22节。
The book of 2 Timothy is a letter that was written by an elderly wise man named Apostle Paul to a young church leader named Timothy.
这个提摩太书呢是一个年长的有智慧的这个使徒保罗他写信给一个很年轻的教会的领袖叫 Timothy 叫提摩太。
Since Timothy was in a position of great spiritual influence, Paul knew that Timothy was in a position of great potential for either good or for either great bad.
因为提摩太他是是一个领导者，所以呢，他对教会的这个整个的这个走的方向非常的影响力。所以保罗希望这个提摩太知道他是追求的目标是对还是错。
Because on one hand, if Timothy pursued the right goals, many of his followers would also pursue those goals.
因为如果提摩太追求是对的目标的话呢，他的跟随他的人都会达到对的目标。
But if he pursued the wrong goals, he would lead many of his followers astray.
所以，但是如果他追求是错的目标的话呢，许多人都会误入，跟着误入歧途。
In the same way, you college students, you may not think that you are in positions of leadership.
可能对许多的大学生来讲，你觉得说我又不是什么领导者啊。
But you actually are.
但是其实你是的。
It makes me sad when I see the Facebook pages of some college students who grew up in church.
常常我在看脸书的时候呢，看到一些在教会长大的一些大学生。
But now they're pursuing the wrong goals.
他们追求错的目标。
It makes me even sadder when I see that they are still Facebook friends of younger brothers and sisters in Christ who are still in high school or in middle school.
然后当我看到他们在脸书上面许多的朋友呢，都是还一些还在 教会里面成长的一些国中生或者高中生，这个事情让我更伤心。
These younger brothers and sisters see the wild lifestyle of their college older brothers and sisters, and it looks so exciting.
因为这些年轻的小孩子呢，他们看到这些大学生贴出来的这些照片呢，好像又很好玩，但是过的其实是荒诞的生活。
So if you have pictures of wild parties on your Facebook page, how do you think that's going to influence your younger brothers and sisters?
如果你常常贴一些你出去宴乐的这些照片的话，你觉得对你在教会里面这些年轻的小孩子的心里面会留下什么印象呢？
You see, with great influence comes great responsibility.
你知道，你如果有很大的影响力的话，你的责任也很大。
And since Paul was so concerned about Timothy and about the people that Timothy influenced, he wrote the following challenge to him in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22.
所以保罗他知道提摩太他对他的教会里面的人是有极大的影响，所以保罗就在提摩太后书2章22节这样子警告他。
Now flee from youthful lust and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace with those who call on the name of the Lord from a pure heart.
他说你要逃避少年人的私欲，同那倾心祷告主的人，追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。
In this passage, the Apostle Paul tells Timothy three things.
所以在这个句子里面呢，使徒保罗他跟提摩太说了三件事情。
First, he tells Timothy what he should run away from.
第一，他告诉提摩太他必须要逃避什么样的事情。
And then he says what Timothy should run towards.
然后他告诉你他必须要追求什么东西。
And then he tells Timothy the people he should run with.
而且他告诉提摩太他必须要跟什么样的人一起追求这些目标。
And in this one sentence, the Bible tells us the goals from which we should flee, the goals from which we should pursue, and how we can fulfill those goals.
所以在这个经文里面呢，也提醒了我们必须要逃避什么目标，要追求什么目标，而且必须要跟谁一起追求。
So freshmen, if you follow the Apostle Paul's advice, you will graduate a success in 2017.
所以对于许多新生来讲呢，如果你追求的是正确的目标的话，当你2017年毕业的时候，你就是成功的。
So let's take a look at those goals from which we should flee.
所以第一，我们来看看我们必须逃避什么样的目标呢？
The Apostle Paul says, "Now flee from youthful lusts."
啊，这个使徒保罗说，第一是说要逃避少年人的私欲。
The goals we should flee from is youthful lust.
所以我们必须逃避少年人的私欲。
Unfortunately, youth are not the only ones who pursue youthful lust.
但是呢，不幸的是，不光只是少年人会追求少年人的私欲。
People in their 50s, even people in their 80s, can still pursue youthful lust.
所以像我这种50几岁的，或者甚至70、80岁的人，也会追求少年的人私欲。
But youthful lust tend to be lust that people have when they are younger, and then when they are older, they look at back and regret.
但是少年的私欲呢，常常是你在少年的时候追求的话，当你年纪大一点的时候，常常会非常的后悔。
When you're young, it just makes so much sense to yield to those temptations.
所以当你年轻的时候，你觉得说好像应该的，可以去追求这些私欲。
But later on, you think, "Oh man, how could I have been so stupid?"
但是当你成熟一点之后，你就会说，我怎么那么愚蠢啊？
If we were wiser and more mature, we would have known better, and we would not have yielded to those temptations.
如果我当初成熟一些，而且更有智慧的话呢，我就不会做这些事。
So we can call those youthful lust immature lust.
所以我们可以说，少年的私欲呢，是不成熟的欲望。
So how should we handle these immature lusts?
所以我们如何处理对付这些不成熟的欲望呢？
The Apostle Paul says, "Flee from them."
使徒保罗说要逃避。
In the original language, the word for flee means to escape danger by running away.
所以这个原文呢说这个逃避呢，就是说，对于这些危险的东西，你要赶快逃走。
And it's used in the book of Matthew to describe Joseph fleeing with Mary and baby Jesus to Egypt because Herod's henchmen were pursuing them.
在这个马太福里面讲说，约瑟跟玛利亚他们要逃走到埃及去，因为呢，他们怕这个希律他的心腹要来杀他们。
We often look at youthful lust as something that's a little bit naughty but not very dangerous.
很多人他觉得说这个少年私欲好像就说，有点顽皮，可是没那么危险。
We think that we certainly can play with these lusts without getting hurt as long as we don't let it get out of hand.
然后很多人觉得说，哎，我尝试一下没关系啊，反正也不会受什么很大的伤害，我只要呢不要做太过分就好了。
But in reality, these youthful lusts are lethal.
但是事实上呢，这些私欲呢是致命的。
There's a story about a man who was driving down a lonely country road when he saw a boy fishing off the bridge.
啊，有一个故事呢，说有一个人他开在一条小路上面，乡间小路，看到一个孩子呢，小男孩在钓鱼。
And so he rolled down the window and he called out, "Hey, how are the fish biting?"
所以他把窗子摇下来了，跟着问这个男孩子说，哎，这些鱼上钩了没啊？咬了没有啊？
The boy replied, "The fish aren't biting, but the worms sure are."
所以这个小男孩说，哇，这个鱼好像没有在咬，但是这个虫呢，好像有在咬。
The man laughed at the boy's reply and he just drove off.
就是男，这人他觉得这个男孩子的回答很好笑，很奇怪，但是他就开走了。
When he got to the local gas station, he told the cashier, "I just heard the cutest thing."
然后这个男人呢，他到了啊，开到了路边加油站，然后就跟那个收银员说，哎，我刚刚碰到一个很可爱的事情。
I asked the little boy if the fish were biting. He told me no, but the worms are.
然后我问一个小男孩说，这个鱼是不是在咬啊？这个小男孩说，不，鱼没有咬，但是这个虫在咬。
Cashier's face turned white with horror when he heard the man's story.
但是这个收银员呢，脸都白了，吓了一大跳。
He ran to his car and he sped to the bridge.
所以收银员赶快开了车，就冲往这个小男孩的方向去了。
When he got to the bridge, he found the boy lying dead on the ground.
但是他到了这个小男孩的地方的时候呢，发现这小男孩已经死在地上。
You see, the little boy mistakenly tried to fish with baby little rattlesnakes.
原来呢，这个小男孩他不明白，所以他就用那个小的响尾蛇，以为是小虫要来钓鱼。
And every little bite of every little snake, the boy came closer and closer to death.
所以这个小蛇一口一口咬着小男孩，这小男孩就一步一步迈向死亡。
Do you feel twinges of guilt when you play with youthful lusts?
所以当你在追求少年的私欲的时候，你心里是不是有一些些许的这个罪恶感的刺痛呢？
Then stop thinking that they're harmless.
所以你不要想说他们是无关痛痒的。
The twinges of guilt are warning signs that these youthful lusts are just as dangerous to your spiritual life as baby rattlesnakes are to your physical life.
因为呢，这些追求少年的私欲，心里面所产生的这些罪恶感的刺痛呢，一口一口，就像这个小男孩他的这个小小响尾蛇一口可能咬他一样。
So run, don't walk away from these dangers.
所以必须要记得要逃避这些危险。
Your college buddies might try to convince you that playing with youthful lust is just innocent fun.
所以可能你的室友可能会跟你说，哦，你在追求这些私欲，只是好玩而已嘛。
But my prayer for you is that you will see how sinister sin really is.
所以呢，我的祷告是，你们可以看到这个罪恶的这个是有多么的恶劣。
What are some examples of youthful lust that we should flee from?
So, 还有其他少年私欲我们必须逃避的呢？
Bible commands us to run from at least three different youthful lusts.
啊，这个圣经里面告诉我们 at least, 至少有三个是我们必须要逃避的。
The first biblical flee can be found in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18.
第一呢，我们看到这个逃避，我们要知道它的意思呢，可以在跟你说前书六章十八节找到。
Flee from sexual immorality.
你们要逃避淫行。
The first type of youthful lust from which we should flee is sexual immorality.
所以第一个要逃避的少年的私欲呢，就是性方面的私欲。
The Bible defines sexual immorality as any sexual activity outside the marriage between a husband and a wife.
那圣经里面所定义的这个淫行呢，就是不是夫妻之间的这些性行为都是淫行。
This includes premarital sex, extramarital sex, and sex between two men or between two women.
所以这就包括了还没有结婚的性行为，或者是婚外情，以及这个同性之间的性行为。
When I was young and single, I would leave my house to go out on a date with my girlfriend, and as I left, my mother would not say goodbye. She would say.Be good.
所以当我年轻的时候，如果我要离开家里带女朋友出去约会的时候呢，我妈妈她不会跟我说再见，她会说你要乖。
You see, My mother knew that when I was out on my date, she would no longer have control with what I was doing.
因为我妈妈知道说，当我跟我的女朋友出去外面的时候呢，她对我已经没有什么约束了，没有办法约束我了。
All she could do was hope and pray that I would live out the standards of goodness that she had taught me.
所以我妈妈能做的呢，只是为我祷告，也希望我能够按照她所教导我的来做。
And by God's grace and by the prayers of our mothers, Hilding and I were one day able to fulfill the dream of honeymoon virginity.
所以我感谢我妈妈为我的祷告，所以我的太太跟我呢都能够在我们在结婚之后，我们的蜜月旅行当中能够履行，能够实现我们对于我们性方面的的责任。
It's the same way with you freshmen.
所以对于大学生来讲呢，也是要如此。
Your parents have sent you off to college.
你的父母已经送你进入大学了。
And even if they don't say it out loud, in their minds they are saying, "Be good."
所以虽然你的父母可能没有跟你说出来，但他们心里呢就是这样跟你说，你们要乖乖的。
Because they know they no longer have control in what you are going to do.
因为他们知道，当你已经离开家里之后，他们已经不能再管束你了。
You will need to decide whether you will choose to live out the standards of goodness that your parents have taught you.
所以你自己必须要决定，你是不是要按照你父母教导你的好行为来做。
Sean Alexander was an NFL running back who played for the Seattle Seahawks.
Sean Alexander, 他是在这个国家的美式足球队呢，为西雅图的 Seahawks 做后卫。
In his book Touchdown Alexander, he writes the following.
他在这个一本书里面呢，他这样写。
My mother taught me never to exploit women, that sex was meant only for marriage and to treat women with respect.
我妈妈曾经找我说，对于女性呢，必须要尊重，不要污蔑她们。
I knew that if I did not keep my focus, I could fail and it could occur any time.
我知道如果我没有尽量的专心的话呢，我会失败，而且呢，我任何时候都会失败。
One time it almost did.
有一次我几乎失败了。
It happened the first year of college when I had gone home for a visit.
在我大学一年级的时候呢，我回家。
To protect her privacy, I'll call her Sherry.
那我现在为了保护这个人的隐私，所以呢，我叫这个女生叫做 Sharon。
One night we were alone in my room when my mom was gone.
所以有一天晚上呢，我跟我的女朋友在我的房间里面，然后我妈妈不在家。
We were kissing, I was thinking seriously about having sex with her.
我们就 kiss 了，然后呢，我就很认真在想说，我是不是要跟她发生性行为。
And something in my mind kept on saying this.Isn't right.
但是呢，在我的脑海里面呢，有好像有一个声音在告诉我说，这样是不对的。
Just then the phone rang.
然后刚好这个时候电话响。
It was my mother.
对，我妈妈打电话回来。
And she asked, "Is everything good?"
然后我妈妈问我说，是不是大家都很乖啊？
Yeah, Mom. I said, "It's good."
然后我说，对对，不错，蛮乖的。
So what's going on? She asked.
然后我妈妈说，你们在做什么啊？
Nothing, I answered.
我说没什么。
Sherry is here and we're going to go out and eat and probably go to a movie, something like that.
我跟Sherry 现在在这里，那我们等一下可能出去吃点东西啊，或者看个电影。
Okay, that's fine, Mom said. Well, I'm going to stay in Covington with your grandma, so I'll call you tomorrow.
然后我妈就说 ,Okay, 那没问题，那我今天会跟你祖母住在这个 Covington, 然后明天早上我再给你打电话。
As I hung up, thoughts raced through my mind.
所以当我挂断电话的时候呢，我整个脑海里有很多的这个，有很多的思想。
What am I doing here?
我现在在干什么？
Something isn't right about this.
这个好像事情有点不太对。
This is so easy and nobody else will know.
他说这个要做起来真是容易，而且没有一个人会知道。
But I'll know and God will know.
但是我知道，神也知道。
It was more than wrestling with my thoughts. It was a full-out fight. I had to decide whom my body would serve.
所以这不光只是我在我心里面有一个小小的挣扎，这实在是一个很大的决斗。然后我就在正在必须要决定说，我的身体是要侍奉谁，是不是要侍奉神。
Just then, Sherry leaned close to me and whispered, "I brought condoms."
在这个时候呢，我这个女朋友 Sharon 她就靠在我身上跟我说，我带了保险套了。
My thoughts were racing.
所以呢，我的脑袋又在思想。
Mainly, I was thinking, am I one of those rotten guys who says that he loves Jesus but folds when it's easy and or when he won't get caught?
我一直在想说，我是不是就像其他的这些啊这些没有用的人一样？嘴口里是说我必须要追随主耶稣，但是呢，心里却偷偷想说啊，或许我做一下也没有人会发现。
No, we can't do this, I finally said.
但是我竟心里跟自己说不行，我跟我女朋友说不可以。
Why not?
女朋友问我说为什么不可以？
We're not supposed to.
他说我们不应该如此。
What does that mean? Sherry asked.
那薛仁说这什么意思啊？
I jumped up and pulled her to her feet. It means that we're getting out of here.
然后我就立刻站起来，然后也把他抓起来，说我们，他意思就是说我们现在立刻离开这个地方。
I hurried out to the car and we drove to the mall.
所以呢，我赶快把他开车，我们俩开到一个 mall。
That was the closest I got to having sex before marriage.
所以这个呢，是我在结婚之前几乎要发生性行为的一个经验。
Mom's phone call had kept me from making a big mistake.
所以我妈妈给我打的电话呢，帮助我能够逃离这个犯罪。
Sean Alexander did the right thing.
所以 Sean Alexander 他做了一个正确的决定。
He heeded his mother's teaching to be good.
他知道他保守了他妈妈教导他要成为一个乖的遵守他妈妈话语的孩子。
He fled his youthful lust and he ultimately broke up with Sherry.
他逃避少年人的私欲，最后他也跟着女朋友分手。
Instead, a few years later, he married a young woman who was also a virgin, and now they have 4 children.
所以取而代之的呢，几年之后，他跟一个还是处女之身的女孩子结婚了，他们有4个孩子。
But imagine if Sean Alexander had given in to his youthful lust.
但是我们想想，如果当初这个 Sean 他做了这个少年的私欲所叫他要做的事。
He would have succeeded in fulfilling his goal of immediate gratification.
所以他在呢满足他的立刻的需要的这个上面呢，他是成功了。
But he would have ruined his testimony, and he and his wife would never have been able to fulfill their dream of honeymoon virginity.
所以呢，但是他如果如此做的话呢，他把他自己的见证都破坏了，他也没有办法跟他太太在蜜月时的时候能够履行他们这个满足他们在性上面的义务。
So the first youthful lust that we should flee is sexual immorality.
所以第一个我们必须逃避的私欲，少年人私欲呢是淫行。
The second biblical flee can be found in 1 Timothy chapter 6 verses 9 through 11.
所以第二个呢要逃避的少年人私欲呢是在提摩太前书第六章第九到十一节。
People who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap and many foolish and harmful desires that plunge men into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Some people eager for money have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. But you, man of God, flee from all this.
但那些想要发财的人就陷在迷惑，落在网罗和许多无知有害的私欲里，叫人沉在败坏和灭亡中。贪财是万恶之根，有人贪恋钱财就被引诱离了真道，用许多愁苦把自己刺透了。
The Apostle Paul commands Timothy to flee the desire to get rich in all the sorrows that are associated with it.
所以呢，使徒保罗他劝勉提摩太说，你必须要逃避这贪恋钱财的私欲，还有许多跟因为贪恋钱财所带来的愁苦。
So the second youthful lust that we should flee from is the desire to get rich.
所以第二个我们必须逃避的少年私欲呢，就是贪恋钱财的私欲。
Perhaps you're thinking, what's wrong with getting rich? I can use my money for doing good.
可能很多人说赚钱有什么不对？我可以用我赚的这些钱来做许多的好事。
Paul's not saying that it's wrong to get rich.
所以保罗不是说赚钱是坏事。
In fact, in a few verses later, in 1 Timothy 6 verses 17 through 19, Paul does not tell rich people to stop being rich. Instead, he tells them to put their hope in God and to share with others.
但是呢，在最后后来在第六章的后面17到19节当中，使徒保罗他其实他跟有钱的人说呢，他要嘱咐他们多行善，在好事上富足，要甘心施舍。
So in other words, there's nothing wrong with being rich if you're ultimate desire is to glorify God and to sacrificially give your wealth to others.
所以呢，你赚钱。 其实可以是成为好事的。如果我们最终的目标是用钱财来荣耀神，用这个钱财来帮助其他的人。Problem
is if you want to get rich for selfish reasons.
但是问题是，如果你贪恋钱财是为了你自己。Most
of you students want to get good grades.
因为很多学生想要有很好的成绩。But
why do you want to get good grades?
那你想要好成绩做什么呢？
Is it because you want to have a good paying job so that you can live in an expensive house and drive an expensive car?
是不是因为你这样子就可以得到一个很高薪的工作，所以你可以买一个很豪华的房子，开很好的车呢？
Or is it because you want to glorify God with your money and give large sums of money to Christian ministries and underprivileged people?
那还是说你的目标是赚的钱之后，用你的金钱来荣耀神，用你的金钱来帮助其他的人呢？
In verse 10, the Apostle Paul says that some people who are eager for money have wandered away from the faith.
在刚刚所读的经节当中呢，说许多人贪恋钱财呢，就离弃了真道。
We see that every year here in Ithaca.
我们在每年在伊特卡都会看到。The
worship attendance is always the highest in August and September.
所以呢，参加崇拜的这个人数呢，在这个八月跟九月份呢是最高的。But
as the semester goes by, attendance goes down as the homework pile goes up.
所以呢，但是呢，这个参加人数呢，跟随着这个学期的时间呢越来越少，那也跟着这个功课的这个量呢越多，参加崇拜的人就越少。
You see, some students are so overly concerned about their grades because they are so overly concerned about getting a well-paying job in order to enjoy materialistic wealth.
可能很多的学生，他实在是太专注于要得到好成绩，因为他们太专注于以后要得到一份很高薪的工作，可以过一个很舒服的日子。
So they drop out of the Christian community and stay home and study on Sunday mornings.
所以呢，这些人可能就离开了这个基督徒的团体，他在星期天的早上去做他的功课去了。
I hope that doesn't happen to you.
我希望这个事情不会发生在每一个人的身上。So
I challenge you to make a commitment to attend worship service every single Sunday morning, even if the homework pile is getting higher and higher.
所以今天我对你们发出一个挑战，让你们对自己下定一个心智，就是每一个星期天都要来参加崇拜，不管你的功课是不是越来越沉重。John
Wesley was an evangelist in the 1700s.
约翰·威斯里是18世纪很出名的布道家。As
a result of his ministry, many miners in the country of Wales became Christians.
在他的这个事工之下呢，像许多的矿工的工人在威尔斯这个地方就成为了基督徒。
And after they became Christians, they became wealthier because they gave up impoverishing habits like gambling and drunkenness.
但是这些矿工呢，他们成为基督徒之后，反而更有钱了，因为他们放弃了一些赌博，还有一些其他的坏的习惯。But
as they became richer, they became more sophisticated.
但是这些人呢，他们有钱了之后呢，就变得更复杂了。And
then they dropped out of church because they felt like they did not need God.
然后呢，很多人就离开了教会了，因为他们可能觉得他们不需要神了。So
people began to ask John Wesley, should we discourage people from making a lot of money?
所以很多人就问约翰·威斯里说，那我们是不是应该要叫别人不要赚那么多钱？But
John Wesley replied, no, tell them to make as much money as they can so that they can save as much money as they can so they can give as much money as they can.
约翰·威斯里说，不，要叫他们要赚越多钱越好，所以他们可以存更越多钱越好。这样子的话，他们会把更多的钱给别人。Studies
show that the more people achieve academically, the more likely they are to no longer believe in God.
研究报告显示，如果你的学业的成绩越好的话呢，就越有可能，你会远离神。So
should we discourage students from making good grades?
所以如果是这样来说的话，是不是我们必须告诉学生说不要成绩这么好呢？
No, my advice is tell them to make as good a grades as they can, so they can make as much money as they can, so they can save as much money as they can, so that they can give as much money as they can.
但我给你们的建议是，不，你们应该呢成绩越好最好，然后所以你可以赚越来越多的钱，那你可以存越多钱越好，这样子你可以把更多的钱给别人。
So the first youthful lust we should flee from is sexual immorality, and the second youthful lust is the desire to be rich.
所以第一个必须逃避的少年私欲是淫情，第二个要逃避的是贪恋钱财。
The third biblical flee can be found in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 14.
所以第三个我们必须逃避的呢，是在哥林多前书一章三章十四节。
Therefore, my dear friends, flee from idolatry.
他说要逃避偶像。
The third youthful lust that we should flee is idolatry.
所以第三个我们必须逃避的呢，是崇拜偶像。
The act of idolatry is the act of worshiping anything else besides God.
崇拜偶像是什么意思呢？就是你崇拜任何一个东西比崇拜神更多。
So if you claim to be a Christian and you're worshiping kitchen gods, you should get rid of your kitchen gods.
Kitchen gods?
Yeah.
所以呢，所以如果你呢，崇拜这个灶神比崇拜神更多的话呢，那你的偶像就是灶神。
If you're involved in ancestor worship, you should stop worshiping your ancestors.
所以你崇拜了你的祖先比崇拜神更多的话呢，你必须要停止。
But idolatry can also be when you love something or somebody more than God.
但是崇拜偶像呢，也表示说你爱某一个东西比爱神更多。
But how can you tell if you love something or somebody more than God?
那你怎么知道你是爱什么东西比爱神更多呢？
You can tell by evaluating how you spend your discretionary income and how you spend your discretionary time.
你可以分辨出来，当你在把这个剩余的钱或是多余的时间用在什么上面，那个就是你更爱的。
For example, some students put more money in the cash register of Starbucks than they put in the offering bag of their local church.
譬如说有些学生他把更多的钱放在那个星巴克的那个收银员的收银机里面，比在教会里面的奉献了更多。
And some students spend more time playing video games than they invest in the kingdom of God by doing things like reading the Bible, praying, attending worship services, and serving in church.
或者是有一些人呢，他花更多的时间在玩这个电动游戏，比他花时间做神的事工呢更多。譬如说他祷告、参加教会，或者是服侍其他人。
Of course, there's nothing wrong with drinking coffee, and it's okay to play at least some of the video games.
我们知道说喝咖啡没有什么错，玩一点电动游戏也没有什么错。
But when we are so addicted to coffee, video games, or fill in the blank that we don't have the time or money to spend on God, it reveals that we have an unhealthy addiction and our hearts have grown cold to our Lord.
但是如果当我们更沉迷于喝咖啡、玩电子游戏或者其他的事情上面的时候，我们就知道说，我们就花太少的时间在侍奉神上面，这样子我们对神的心就越来越冷淡。
Perhaps you realize that you should flee from those youthful lusts of sexual immorality, of desire to get wealthy, and idolatry.
所以我们必须要知道说，我们就是必须要逃避的，就是淫情、贪恋钱财，还有崇拜偶像。
But perhaps you feel like a moth that cannot resist the fire of those youthful lusts.
但是你可能心里面呢，就好像飞蛾扑火这样子，没有办法抵挡那个诱惑。
Is there any hope for resistance?
所以我们有没有盼望，在我们抵挡这些私欲当中有没有盼望？
David Hegg wrote a book called The Obedience Option, which he illustrates a principle called overwhelming faith.
David Hegg 他写了一本书叫做Overwhelming Faith.
He talks about a young man who said he could not stop his lifestyle of sexual immorality.
在书里面呢，讲到说一个年轻人，他说他没有办法停止对抗拒，没有办法抗拒这个淫行对他的诱惑。
Though the young man knew it was wrong, he also claimed it was inevitable that he would give into his lust because God had created him with these strong urges.
他说他这个做这些淫行呢，对他来讲实在是不可避免的，因为神呢创造了他，也给他一个这个这么强的这个欲望。
Finally, Hegg said to the young man, "Suppose I came into your room and caught you and your girlfriend as you were starting this inevitable process. Now, suppose I took out 10 $100 bills and told you that they were yours if you stopped. What would you do?
所以这个黑就跟他讲说，这样说吧，我们假设一下，如果今天呢，我进入到你的房间，发现你跟你的女朋友呢，正要开始这个无法避免的这个你必须做的这个事情的时候，我拿出十张一百块在你的面前说，如果你立刻停止的话，这十张一百块就你的了。
The young man quickly replied that he'd take the cash.
那这个年轻人说，我当然是拿这个钱啊。
And so Haig replied, so what happened to the irresistible force of lust?
所以那个 Haig 就问他说，哎，那你刚刚不是讲说神给你这个这么强的完全无法避免也不可抗拒的这个抵挡的诱惑的能力在哪里呢？
The story illustrates the truth that we can flee our youthful lust if we have a strong enough motivation to stop.
所以这个故事告诉我们说，其实我们是可以逃避少年的私欲的，如果我们有一个很强的这个逃避他的欲望的话。
But what should be our motivation for fleeing be?
所以什么东西可以帮助我们逃避私欲呢？
The answer can be found in 2 Timothy 2, verse 22, where it says, Pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace with those who call upon the Lord from a pure heart.
在答案呢，就是可以在提摩太后书二章二十二节说，你要，对，逃避少年的私欲，同那倾心祷告主的人，追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。
Our motivation to flee youthful lust should be our passion to pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace.
所以我们逃避少年人私欲的动力呢，必须来自于我们追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。
Our motivation should be to be able to call upon the Lord and hear Him answer us.
所以我们的动力必须是在于我们能够呼叫神，我们对神祷告求神帮助。
In other words, our motivation to flee youthful lust should be our passion for godly character and our desire to experience God.
也就是说，我们要逃避少年的私欲的话呢，我们的动力必须要出自于我们要追求神给我们的形象，然后愿意按照神的话语来生活。
So instead of thinking, must flee lust.
所以呢，不是想说我必须要逃避私欲。
Instead, our motivation should be, I want to fulfill my passion of becoming a Christian with godly character.
相反的，我们必须要想说，我想要来追求完成神赐要让我达到的这个神属神的形象。
And as we pursue with all our hearts righteousness, faith, love, and peace, we automatically flee away.From those youthful lusts.
所以当我们在追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平的时候呢，我们就是正在逃避少年人的私欲。
So what is your passion? Would you rather have worldly fun or would you rather be godly?
所以你所爱的是什么呢？你是想要得到世界上的享乐呢，还是你想要成为有神的形象？
Would you rather have a lot of fun or would you rather have a lot of God?
你是希望有很多好玩的事情，还是你想有很多神与你同在？
You see, someday we are going to die and we're going to look upon Jesus and his nail-pierced hands. And at that moment, what do you want to look back on your life and think?
就是说，当我们有一天来到神的面前的时候，当你看到他有钉痕的手的时候，然后回顾你的一生，你希望看到什么呢？
Do you want to think, wow, this is great, I gave into my sexual urges whenever I wanted to. Or do you want to look back and think I was faithful to my wife or to my husband before and after we were married and I stayed pure?
所以当你在回想的时候，你是宁愿回想说我当初我投降了，我追求了我的私欲，还是你希望你回想的说我知道说我保守了我的圣洁，我在婚前婚后我都能够保持圣洁。
Do you want to look back and say, wow, I made a lot of money and I died a millionaire? Or do you want to say, I sacrificially love people and I help them have peace with God?
所以当你回顾的时候呢，你宁愿是看到说我赚了很多的钱，我是百万富翁，可是很早就死了，还是你宁愿看说我用了我这么多的金钱帮助了许多的人？
Would you rather say, I spend a lot of money on Starbucks coffee and a lot of time on video games? Or would you rather say, I poured my heart and soul into loving God, so that other people could experience him and call upon him also.
所以如果你回想的时候，你宁愿看到你自己是花很多时间跟金钱在星巴克还是玩电动游戏机里面，还是你宁愿看到说我用我的全心跟我的灵跟我的魂来追求神，所以其实我身边的人会因为我也来经历神呢。
Wouldn't it be sad if you climb the ladder of success only to find out too late that it was leaning against the wrong wall?
所以呢，如果你是拼命的爬这个楼梯啊，阶梯爬爬爬爬，爬到最后呢，发现说，哎，这个楼梯是放在错的墙上。
It doesn't have to happen to you.
是不是很令人伤心呢？但是呢，不需要发生在你身上。
However, it does mean that you have to make a commitment to run away from youthful lust, and it does mean that you need to run to those godly characteristics.
但是呢，你如果不想要这个事情发生的话，你必须做的是必须逃避少年人私欲，而且要追求神所赐给你的这些特质。
But before you can make a commitment to do that, I want to ask you some questions to help you count the cost.
所以当你要决定要做这些事情的时候呢，我想要提醒你几件事。
As I ask these questions, silently answer these questions to God.
所以当我问你这几个问题的时候呢，你自己安静的在心里对于这些问题给神一个回答。
Are you willing to make a commitment to only have sex within the marriage of a man and a woman and to remain celibate if you never get married?
你愿意只有在婚姻，在一男一女的婚姻当中有性行为否则的话呢，你愿意完全不从事性行为这个活动，如果你是单身的话。
Are you willing to live a simple lifestyle so that you can give more to the needy and to the Lord's work?
你愿意过一个简朴的生活，所以你可以给其他人更多吗？
Are you willing to love God more than anything or anybody?
你愿意爱神多于你爱任何一件事吗？
And if so, are you willing to spend less time and money on the things that you have loved more than God?
如果如此的话，你是不是愿意花更少的时间跟更少的金钱在你曾经爱更多的这些人事上面呢？
And are you willing to make a commitment to develop righteousness, faith, love, and peace in your life?
你是不是愿意追求公义、信德、仁爱跟和平呢？
If you're willing to make these commitments, then pray this prayer with me.
如果你愿意做这些决定的话，请你跟我一起祷告。
Lord, I'm sorry for the times when I have fled after those youthful lusts that have made you so grieved and so sad.
主啊，我们这是对不起，当我们没有在逃避少年人的私欲当中做好的时候，我们失望。
Lord, I just want to follow you and the godly characteristics with all my heart.
主啊，我们只是愿意追求你，还有追求你所赐给我们这些属神的特质。
Give me the strength to do so.
求你赐给我如此的力量来做。
In Jesus' name, amen.
靠主耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。